Hi, friends. It's Chris.
And Christine.
We're excited to be coming back with Season 2 of Angels and Seer Stones, and it all starts tomorrow on March 12th. We'll have episodes every week for the next 12 weeks, and then we'll give ourselves another break before kicking into Season 3 sometime during the summer. We love doing this show.
Those of you that have been around last season know that we focused on Latter-day Saint folklore, which we'll continue to do this season. This means that we'll look at a legend or a tradition. Each episode is about a different topic. We love stories of general authorities, and we use those occasionally, but we really focus on the stories of everyday believers.
Like me.
And like me.
So what is coming this season? Tomorrow's episode is on the Kirtland Temple purchase by the LDS Church. Christy and I worked for Community of Christ for a summer when we were newlyweds. The episode digs into our experience and about how this sale was actually preceded by decades of rumors of a potential sale. It's really an interesting topic, deeply tied into Latter-day Saint folklore.
Absolutely. And over the coming weeks, we'll talk about the stories of Latter-day Saints who have had visions of knowing someone before in the pre-existence. And another episode on one of my favorite stories, Generals in the War in Heaven. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with this.
That is the classic. When someone thinks of Latter-day Saint folklore, they either bring up Three Nephites or they bring up Generals in the War in Heaven. And we'll get into it, guys. Don't forget our scarier episodes. Some of you love them. Others of you hate them. We'll have episodes on the Destroyer on the Water in the Missouri River. I think you'll be surprised on our take. We'll also be talking about the biblical legend of the Leviathan, the Sea Dragon, stories from the 1980s of Satanists in Utah County, and most interesting to me, Joseph Smith's instructions on how to discern true and false angelic messengers via a handshake.
We'll also want to talk about missionary lore, which is my favorite. And some of this is covered in the episodes we've already mentioned. But the episode I'm very excited about is on the Second Mission Dream, where returned missionaries dream of being called on another mission. It's almost a universal experience, I think.
I think so, too. I have it once a year at least. This is a show called Angels and Seer Stones. So this season, we'll also have an episode on angels that appear in the temple, angels that appear when we die called psychopomps, and seer stones in Utah history.
Plus, I'm excited about talking with some Latter-day Saint artists about how folklore influences their art.
This is going to be a great season. Subscribe where you can subscribe. Follow us on social media. Keep sending us emails. This isn't a commercial enterprise for Christine and me. We don't make any form of profit. We have some modest support from the BYU Humanities College this season, but for the most part, we do this at a cost. We don't want your donation.
Yay!
But we would love for you to share episodes when they come out, review us, and keep telling us your stories. This is a great interactive podcast, and we always have time to hear from you. Guys, we're going to see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.